This.
Well.
Check this out. Medical student.
Yeah.
Has chronic upper thoracic pain. Has an obvious lateral strain in the head. And has like his elbows bilaterally will not fully extend. They're restricted from musculature and fascia, right? And as we're talking about this, mm-hmm. I just got the sense that it had something to do with his birthing process. So I asked him, you know, what happened at your birth?
You asked him that?
He said, my mom said that the doc had to take me and shove me back in.
Oh.
To take the cord off from around my neck. So, and he says that his approach to life is always one of like, I'm going to look at that, but I'm not going to get involved until I've seen exactly what's going on here. Very cautious.
Yeah.
Standoffish. Yeah. Stay
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
And he had this pain, and everybody's treated his thoracic and his arms, and it goes away for a little bit, and then it comes right back.
Right.
And when you put your hands on it, you could feel that there's like some, there's an energy in the tissue that's not like, when it's just a regular somatic dysfunction, it could be tight, it could be hot, it could be this, or it could be, you know, spastic, but it's got a structural feel to it. This didn't have a normal structural feel to it. It had something else there.
Yeah.
It almost felt electrical in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to understand that if the trauma was while a person is a child, they're pre-verbal. So they're never going to be able to verbalize to you anything
right.
of what happened.
Right.
So it was really interesting to do a quick remap with this, because the most he could give me, he couldn't tell me how he was feeling. He could tell me where he had pains in his body as we're doing this different stuff. And I could get a scale from him from a 1 to 10 on stress level. But I had to kind of like be like, if you had to guess, just give me a number.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting because he couldn't give me verbiage for anything, no matter how much I asked him. And this is a guy who's articulate.
Not even numbers?
No, he could give me numbers
okay.
for like stress level, but
no
he couldn't give me any explanations of anything.
Hmm.
So we did the whole process and worked the whole thing through and then rechecked his back, and his thoracics were like significantly improved. Increased range of motion.
Did you know about his history before you started doing the remap?
What do you mean?
About the birth trauma and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, I sniffed that out. Because
so you anticipated it?
Well, that's why I wanted to do it.
When he
I wanted to see what it would do for birth trauma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when you started,
yeah,
you're tapping,
mm-hmm.
and he's just going through it in his head, or you're
I'm
saying...
I'm just saying, I told him to think back to when he was being born.
Up.
Yeah.
And, you know... Just to put that in your mind, because, you know, he and here's the interesting thing. When we got to, like, the third point or something, all of a sudden he could see himself being born.
Really?
Wow.
Up here?
I don't remember which point we were at.
Okay.
But all of a sudden he told me he had a visual of seeing himself being born.
That's cool. Wow.
And
yeah, cool.
Like, it was impressive because...
Very impressive.